Taylor Field, the most anticipated game in the world, according to Geekverse, is Mario Strikers Battle League, which comes out June 10th, the hottest day of the whole year. That just has a million things launching, releasing, showcases, yeah. All that good stuff. We got a new Mario Strikers trailer recently that showed off a few new things. What did you think of this trailer overall before we kind of dig into the specifics here?
So this is our real first look at the gameplay, I guess, isn't it? So just kind of like revisiting this world of Strikers and seeing, mm-hmm. okay, we got the highlights of the upgrades and the maps and the characters and stuff like that. It's just all overall just had me super, super excited just to be immersed into this and mm-hmm. just to kind of be with something that's familiar and nostalgic and on my most anticipated Nintendo Switch games list for mm-hmm. a long time. So yeah, it was just really, really nice to just see the action and just to see the moves and everything like that and just how they were showcasing it. I really enjoyed it. So I think, and I'm trying to remember, there was a trailer that came out, and I think it was the...
I think they just had the launch or the reveal trailer, and then this one at this point.
There was another one that had, like, I think it was dubbed. It was from back east, and it had, my gosh. I'm pretty sure it was the same trailer.
They did, yeah, this trailer like did come out in Japan, like, a week or two ago.
Yeah.
They finally had it in English here like a few days ago. So I don't know what the delay was with that, but I think it was the same trailer.
Mm-hmm. But no, like I'm just mm-hmm. ecstatic. This is fantastic. I remember I told Madison, like, hey, if I'm going to sell my Nintendo Wii U or trade it in for a Switch, like this is what I need for my Switch. Mm-hmm. I need to have a Smash Bros. I need to have a Luigi's Mansion, a Mario Maker, Mario Kart, a new Mario game, which is Sunshine, which works for me. A Mario Party, like a Pokken, that was the kicker.
Mario Odyssey,
Odyssey as well. Yeah, Pokken was a big kicker. I got the Pokken games, so I'm glad about that.
You got everything.
This is the last one. I got everything I need. This is the last one. The last one to just complete it. Exactly. Yeah.
So I want to start out with, because I mean I love the trailer too. There's some fun tidbits here. I'm excited to dive into it. I just want to start out with a negative thing, or for me, like something I'm getting a bit worried about, and then we can just kind of go up from there. But the reveal trailer showed off 10 playable characters. This trailer reiterated those 10 playable characters, but didn't add any more. I'm a little concerned that we're just getting these 10 characters at launch. And to me, that's going to be a bit bare bones. And so let me explain why. So I guess the 10 characters that we got in here, Mario, Luigi, Peach, Bowser, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Wario, Waluigi, Toad, and Rosalina. But, you know, one thing that I really look at when we're talking about this roster is that they took away the, I don't know what you'd call them, the soccer mates, the cannon fodder. I don't know what you want to call them, but you always used to have a captain, which was one of those kind of 10 characters, and then you'd have your team. So you could pick between Toad or, I don't know, Koopa, Hammer Bro, Birdo, things like that, Monty mm-hmm. Mole, Boo, just a little like kind of homies like that. And I think in the first Strikers, right, you just pick one and that's your whole team. Whereas in Charged on the Wii, you could pick each one individually. And that was really fun for me. But in this game, they've taken away that part of it. And so your team now of four consists of just four of these captains. And I think that, to me, that's where the issue comes in. If every game is going to be 4-on-4, I guess you could include the goalies in there. So let's say 4-on-4, and you only have 10 characters. Like, I feel like the variety is going to run out pretty quick. Obviously you're going to have your different combinations that will beef it up in a way, but still, like, in your first match of the game you're already going to have seen 80% of the cast, and to me that seems like perhaps a bit too small of a roster. And you know, maybe they're saving some hidden unlocks for the game, mm-hmm. but I also look back at Mario Golf, which came out last year, and I don't think there was any hidden characters like before the game came out. Like, they announced each and every one of them. I'd have to go back on Mario Tennis Switch and see what they did there, but at least for Mario Golf, which, to be fair, was a different studio, that was the case. So it seems kind of like I'm the only one in this camp. Seems like everyone else is like, oh, 10, it's a good number. I'm down with that. So where are you on this? Are you in my boat, or you think it's a good amount?
I'm content. I am with the amount of characters we got, and that's probably overshadowed by the fact that I'm just getting Strikers back, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I see where you're coming from. And I am a, I'm not at like 100% content. I would probably go like 95. The other 5% is a little bit like of a singiness that stems from just, I feel like they could have really, really done some magic with the roster. And I've noticed with other Mario games too, where Madison likes playing a certain characters, like Birdo, mm-hmm. for example, in Mario Party, that character is not represented in other Mario games to play as. And I just feel like that's an odd disconnect. Like, you always have your prime core characters from Mario, but mm-hmm. you also should have these prominent ones that you've been putting in the spotlight for so long now.
Yeah.
And while I do think that we will get characters further on in this game, and some, it could be literally one DLC for the next 20 years for this game, but who knows what that'll entail. But I imagine it would have at least another character or something in there to use, or new gear for that even.
Well, I mean, if we look at Mario Tennis and Mario Golf, which once again, different studios made those games, but still, they had the same sort of plan where just new characters came out every few months. Mario Golf had new courses. I don't know what else new content came to Tennis, but like they just added free characters for a few months afterwards. And I do feel like that is going to be the case here. But I'm still looking at this game like at launch. Like, am I going to be disappointed with this roster? And I look at it that way just because I think of some of my favorite characters from the previous games. Like in Charged, I can't remember if Birdo was in Charge, but Birdo was definitely in the first one, and Birdo was sick. I love playing as Birdo, or having Birdo on the team. But I love Dry Bones. I love the Hammer Bro. I love Boo, like as my kind of teammates, my backup buddies. And none of those guys are in here. And I'm also worried, like, I think if they're only adding captains, like mainline captain characters, I just don't think we're going to see those kinds of characters. Like, I don't expect them to add Boo or Shy Guy or Monty Mole or Dry Bones down the line. I expect them to just add, like, to me, the biggest omission is Daisy. Like, she's been, that's kind of her MO, is that she's in all the sports games and that's the only game she's ever in. She's now in Smash, but like, she's never had a solo game. Daisy is just the sports person of the Mario world. So I feel a bit weird that she's not in here, you know. I'd kick out Rosalina to get Daisy in there. I think that's, I understand Rosalina's more of a star, but you know, come on, let's get some love for Daisy in here. I also love Bowser Jr. He was in Charge. He's missing here. And then I also had to shout out Diddy Kong, because I don't know, man, there was an era there where on the Wii, Diddy Kong was in Charge. He was in Mario Kart. He's not in anything anymore. He's never allowed in these crossover things. He's still in Smash, obviously, but I feel bad for Diddy Kong. I feel like he's kind of been kicked to the wayside, and I'd love to see Diddy Kong back, because he was a lot of fun in Strikers Charged as well.
Was Petey Piranha one of the captains in Charged?
He was the last unlocked in Charged, yeah.
Interesting.
And he was fucking hard to unlock. I don't think I ever actually did, because that campaign against him was so hard. His level, I just remember being like impossible to beat in the cup. And it was like the highest difficulty, that one. So yeah, there's definitely a few of those that are going to be missing because of that. So I'm curious to see what they do with online. And, you know, maybe they'll surprise me. Maybe there's some unlocks at launch, but I don't know. I just don't feel like the evidence is there right now.
Yeah.
Looking at a couple of the other new things they announced here or showed off here, one was the team tackle. This is like a new technique where you can use your slide tackle on a, I think this is how it works pretty much, where you slide tackle into a teammate and you can essentially slingshot them. You can like kick them forward. And that looks really cool. Like, I'm really excited to play with that. That's just a fun, simple little mechanic that I feel like could have a lot of depth to it. You could chain it, you know, combo kicks together in fun different ways if you had a team of four. So that sounds really cool. I'm excited to check that one out. You can get a, you know, kick someone really far into the corner, and then so they can do their hyper strike, whatever they call that as well. So I think that's a fun new technique they added.
Definitely.
And then they did talk about the hyper strike, which I forget how that worked in the first game, but in Charged, it was pretty much that. You like go in a corner and just charge up your thing for as long as you possibly can. You can get multiple shots on goal, and then each character has like some ability. So they showed off Luigi's tornado here, and they showed off Waluigi's like creepy purple vines, which he had in charge. So I like that they brought those along for the ride. It's different in this game the way it works, it looks like, but I'm glad that they still have that. But it's weird. They like showed like a, what they call the strike orb. It's like a golden ball that drops on the stage, and then you go and grab that, and then you can use your charge strike. So is that going to be like a random item that drops, or do you earn that by like comboing the ball a bunch of times, scoring a certain amount of times? Is it for people who are, I hope this isn't the case, but I hope it's not for people who are, you know, in second place, that they get like a bonus to get back into it. But
that'd be a major game changer that would need to be nerfed.
Yeah. But what do you think about that? Because did you see that in the trailer too, where they just dropped this golden ball on the stage and then that's how you got it? Like, I was kind of confused by that.
The the specifications as to how this is acquired, they still elude me, and I would need more elaboration on that. It seems like such a game changer of a component to add that I would imagine that it's A, either you hit a certain point or you do a certain objective or something like that, a certain chain to qualify to warrant it dropping, or it's just a random item that just drops. I know in the original Strikers, again, if you're losing a little bit or at some random point, you could be given a star. You know, random items are given to you when enemy players like hit you and check you into the boards stuff like that. So maybe that's the instance here. If like one player takes enough damage, then the ball drops down and gives you the opportunity. But it's not just up for grabs for you; it's up for grabs for the opposing team as well. So maybe that's the kind of balance, I guess, or maybe it is just a random thing dropping in without any plausible occurrence, just to really turn the tide of the battle. Someone's up by 4 goals, then they could go up to like 6 goals now or something like that.
Yeah. So remains to be seen what's going on there. They also kind of showed more detail on the gear, which I don't know how to feel about this, right? I just don't know how much it's going to be used in an online, and I feel like that's where I'm going to spend most of my time in this game. Unless there is a lot of like single player unlocks, then I'll be doing a bunch of that stuff. But I think this is mostly going to be a multiplayer / online game for me. So I don't know how much gear is going to be used in that kind of setting. But it seems like from what they showed when they were scrolling around the menu, it looked like anytime you put a gear on, it's essentially like, okay, your passing goes up by 2, but then your speed goes down by 2. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like everything's kind of a trade-off. And so therefore, I actually think the gear will probably be pretty balanced. Like you can still stack like all the speed onto a character, but then you're going to be nerfing all the other stats. So I don't know. We'll see. Like maybe there is like just this magical thing, piece of gear you get that gives you just plus 10 shooting and no downside. So maybe that would be hard to balance. But if it's just like plus 2, minus 2 on for each piece, then I think that's actually pretty cool. You can kind of customize your team your way. And I think I'm down for that. And I could actually see that getting used then in online play without it being game breaking. So I'm kind of down for that. It doesn't seem like it's a game changing thing. I don't need it, but it sounds like maybe a fun way to incentivize more single player play to unlock that stuff.
Yeah, it's a component to this game that I didn't, like you said, like I never really needed it, but I'll definitely take it that it's there. The fact that it is balanced, as long as someone isn't buying Nintendo loot boxes to get like all this extra armor ahead of me when I play online, that would be super unfair.
Thankfully, that's not much of a Nintendo thing.
Yeah, thank God. But I'm excited. I think customizing your characters with different things, like there was one like is like a scope kind of thing on like the side of Mario's head, which looked kind of cool. So just the cosmetic aspect to it alone definitely has me excited. Yeah. And yeah, just being able to create that balance to cater to your playstyle, basically. I think that's very good.
Yeah, I would be, yeah, even if it's not like a loot box thing, but still, you know, finding random gear. Like if you're going online and someone just has like way better gear than you, like, I don't know, that could be an issue. So we'll see how that works. And if it's like random stuff where it's like, if you complete Mario's, you know, cup, then you get this set armor and every player gets that same thing, then that could be fine, but we'll see. They also, one of my biggest questions for the game was the fields that you play on. And they answered that here because I feel like in that first trailer, it just was always on the same field. And I was wondering if it was going to be that, but I got to say, like, some of the fields they showed off here are pretty badass. Like, one of them is just, like, Bowser's castle in the background. It's just, like, lava and castles. It's really sweet. So you can kind of choose these different themes. And then one thing I really like is that, I guess if you're playing online, or this would probably happen in single player too, is each team has, like, their side of the field. And they can customize that as they want. So the field's not going to be just one symmetrical field. I mean, it will be in terms of gameplay, but it will have its different visual look to it. So that's pretty exciting. We also, though, one thing I guess is worth mentioning is they didn't show any hazard stages. Or at least I didn't catch that. Whereas particularly in Charged, I remember there was a level that would have like tornadoes that would come through or maybe holes in the ground, things like that. Where it seems like they've kind of ditched that part to maybe just make it a little more balanced, and it's more just cosmetic changes, which I'm totally fine with. They showed in the menu a spooky mansion theme. I don't think they showed that in the trailer, but I'm really curious to see. It's just like a Boo's Castle kind of vibe to your like field. That sounds like fun to kind of customize that your own way. And then I guess that with customization comes the ability to customize some of your online features. So I'm really excited for this part of the game, because obviously we're going to make the Geekverse, I don't know if we're going to call it the Geekverse Gauntlet, just the Geekverse team, whatever we're going to call it, but we're going to make our online crew, and we'll cruise around, climb up the rankings, we'll try to at least. But it's cool, because you can pick, obviously, the name, you can choose what your set uniforms are, you can choose your home stadium, customize it in a variety of ways. And then they had this thing, too, where you can choose your club policy. And I was really confused about this. I don't know if it was just like a tagline or if it actually changed things, because the two that I could see when I was going through the trailer a bunch of times was one of the club policies was just having fun. And then the other one that I saw was wears cannon gear. So I don't know if, like, once again, I don't know if people typed that in and that's just Nintendo typing in cheesy things, or if you pick like, okay, our league is actually just about having fun, so we don't play ranked games. Or maybe you could say like wears cannon gear, meaning that, I guess you are going to go against other people that do have gear on their team. I don't know what's going on there, but I really like the ability to customize your clan in different ways. And it sounds like you can set different captains or managers, whatever you want to call it, and they can all kind of adjust that stuff. So it's not just locked to one person. That's me guessing based on what I saw in the trailer, but I'm really down for all that stuff. I'm excited to get our Geekverse team off the ground.
Yeah, for sure. Having the uniforms in there and everything, that's just going to be so much fun. So, yeah.
Yeah. If anyone wants to, anyone listening wants to join the Geekverse team, make sure to join our Discord. I'm sure we'll be inviting people through there. But yeah, I mean, the slots could fill up pretty quick. I know there's a few people in there who are going to be picking up the game, so I'm sure they'll all be joining. We'll have our four Geekverse members and our friends as well. So if you want to get in there, I think it's a maximum of 20 people, so you might want to join in and get in there quick. So we can get you on the roster. But I'm excited, really excited for the online part of the game. Hopefully it's good, because it sounds good, but Nintendo has been very inconsistent with the quality of its online and its systems. So we'll see how that goes. Anything else from the Mario Strikers trailer that you wanted to break down?
Not exactly. It just, it looks great. I love the sound effects. I just, it feels like it's a very smooth, like, polished game in my opinion, and with it just being right around the corner, June 10th, like, let's go. I'm ready for it. I'm just ready.
Yeah, I'm so glad they got Next Level Games back to work on this game. I'm glad that they have the original developers working on it. That's gonna be fun, and that's how you get like things like Waluigi's Vines, because it's like, well, we did this back in the day, let's do it again. So that'll be fun.